my expertise comes directly from a risk theorist named John Adams, who is a professor emeritus at the University College London. And John Adams, not the president, the professor, points out that that everything is great about autonomous driving and vehicles, except for the people. Let us say that...
Which people?
The cyclists and the pedestrians. Let us say that you are a cyclist, and you are tooling down the road, and there's an autonomous vehicle behind you. Now, if that were not autonomous, but rather a people-driven car, you might get out of the way, but you know full well that the engineers, that wherever they are going to defer to you as a human being, because the first time that there is a murderous episode with a cyclist, it's very bad for business. Okay.
So think people will just start bicycling in major lanes of
they
traffic?
They will bicycle where they want to, and pedestrians will learn to take over the roads, which they relinquished about 100 years ago.
Right. Wait,
so John Adams, the risk theorist, calls this. A deferential paralysis.
Is that only true in urban areas, though?
Exactly where Uber needs to have it.
Yeah. Do they need to have it in those? There's no way to kind of say, okay, well, we're going to make Fifth Avenue for autonomous cars, and we're going to...
There will be some adaptation, I'm sure. But this idea there'll be a revolution, that tomorrow we'll see nothing but no. I mean, for example, a reader of Grant's, who was even older than the editor of Grant's, wrote in after we published, and he said, about 100 years ago, he said, I was covering Deluxe check printing. And he said that he was bullish on it. And then Time magazine runs a cover story that says the death of the check. It was about 1970 or something. And he said, notice that we're still writing checks. The people had something to do with this revolution. They chose not to go to it.
So does that mean that if I just put sort of the investor's punctuation mark on this, you would be short companies developing autonomous
driving? Not necessarily.
Driving?
I mean, I think the timeline for full implementation and for... I mean, I grew up in the era of the Saturday Evening Post, and I remember so well the pictures, renderings, to be sure, of an imaginative artist, of a family driving down a highway, except the parents were in swivel seats and they're turning backwards to the children. They were all playing Monopoly or some board game as the car was going 100 miles an hour on this perfectly autonomous. That was in 1953.
And so we're going to leave this in the realm of the flying car. You know, that's basically all the time we have.